Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 30th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, guys. I'm super excited to be here today, actually, because I thought that I was going to have to get on here and be like, nothing's changed. Move along. But there was actually a ton of really interesting gameplay happening yesterday. A lot of mistakes, a lot of wins for certain people. So I'm really excited to get into it with you because I have a lot of opinions about all of it.
Opinions. We have some opinions.
Ooh. Don't ever do that again, please.
Oh, man. We're going to have some fun today. We are here to talk about what happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 54 in the house. And we got, it was a day of Kylan. It was a day of Xavier. We'll talk about primarily, I would imagine the two of them as we move forward through the day. To set this up, of course, Tiffany won the HOH, but then Claire won the secret coin of
destiny, 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 destiny.
And then she decided to do the same thing as Tiffany, Sarah Beth and Kylan on the block. Xavier is the third nominee. Hannah won the veto. She wants to use it on Xavier to help build some trust with Alyssa, and to just take Xavier off the block. She had approached Tiffany about this idea, and Tiffany was like, yeah, like I'll talk to Claire about it. When Kylan heard that Hannah was planning to use a veto on Xavier, he was like, whoa, if the veto is going to be used, it should be on me. Not Xavier. I mean, do you even know that his likability is unearned? I don't think you even understand. I should have the veto used on me. And so he made a whole pitch to Tiffany while massaging her feet, the night before.
I can't talk about that. Why would you? Oh God, this is going to be a weird day. I can already tell. We're just like, I mean, keep going, but oh God.
Yes. So Tiffany told him she'd think about it, but she doesn't actually plan to think about it. And so that's basically where we are. We are at a place now where Hannah wants to use the veto on Xavier. Some talks need to happen about that. But Kylan plans to pitch that the veto should be used on him. So we start this day. Tiffany gets going right away, starts telling everyone that Kylan wants the veto used on him. Can you? What is he doing? Is he serious?
Literally, what is he doing? Like, this is so bad. This is really, really not good for so many reasons. But mostly just because of how truly unnecessary it is. Like, at least if you're going to tank your game with your alliance members, do it to save somebody. Like, he's not, I mean, maybe that is, they speculate a lot throughout the day that the reason that he's wanting to get off the block is so that Alyssa will go up so he can flip the vote on her, which probably is true. But also, like, if you're going to go down in flames and get what you want in some way. This is just like so seemingly unnecessary and really ridiculous. And it's fun for me. Because it's messy and everybody's capitalizing on it.
Yeah. We talked about this. I reference this a few times, but Rob and I do a patron podcast, the Q&A podcast, where people call in. And I've genuinely been enjoying those podcasts because it's really just a time to like really dive in even deeper with some of these players. And we talked a lot about Kylan in that Q&A podcast and about how, like, essentially, he's found, because the thing is, like, I think the question was, how is it that Kylan has so much success in the game that he's run the game for weeks and yet he's so terrible at the game? Like, where is the disconnect here?
He's not terrible. That's an unfair statement, I think.
Well, this is me paraphrasing.
Okay.
To be fair to the question asker, but like, essentially, why is he so bad at manipulating some people when he's so good at manipulating other people? And for me, it's because, and I talked about this when he manipulated Sarah Beth, that he is watching Vanessa is like watching a master painter and he's like a child with crayons, trying to paint a logic picture. But he was still successful in convincing Sarah Beth. So where is it? Where is what he's doing? Where is the success in it? And, to me, it's that he has a presence, he has a charm to him. That like, you know, he's a very handsome guy. He's very, soft spoken. I think he has like an allure that pulls people to him. And those people, Sarah Beth, Big D and even Derek X was drawn to, Kylan very early. And even Tiffany was drawn to Kylan early, but she bounced. She was like, never mind.
I think, sorry to cut you off. Did you have to finish your thought? I'm sorry.
I did. Yes.
Apologies.
So basically he has like those people who are drawn to him. He has a pull with them and mm-hmm. he has been able to very successfully manipulate those people, apart from Tiffany. With Derek X, he's the one that convinced Derek X to go after Christian. He has been able to, you know, pull Big D and keep Big D on his side throughout all of this for the most part. And he obviously has an immense amount of control over Sarah Beth. And so he's been like really just focusing in on these relationships, the ones that he has control over. And they have been building his confidence and his ego about like, I am a master manipulator in this game, not realizing that he has absolutely no sway with people that don't fall for his nonsense, who mm-hmm. don't get sucked in by his charm. Because he doesn't have those logical arguments. Vanessa could convince people of things that hated her guts because she could make it sound like it made so much sense. That is not mm-hmm. the kind of manipulation power that Kylan has. And so when he goes outside of his little circle, he meets a brick wall.
Yeah. And I think, sorry, you sort of got into what I was going to cut you off and say, which is why I realized I shouldn't cut you off. But it's that it works on some people, but it is not foolproof. Like, it's not like, I guess maybe I was just listening to the Micronesia podcast. It's not like the Parvati level charm where she can charm anybody. Like, she can charm your grandpa, your son, your brother, like your mother, like anybody. He has a very specific way about him that a lot of people enjoy, but a lot of people do not enjoy, like at all. Like mm-hmm. at all. And I think that it's really like you said, it's building his confidence in the way where he's like, I got this with everybody. I got this. Let's go. But in fact, like, and I also think that that's the mark of a truly great Big Brother player is somebody who recognizes who their charm is working on and gets rid of everybody else who it's not. Mm-hmm. It's difficult with the cookout this season because of what they are doing. If they were free to play without this cause and this mission, I think that he perhaps could have done that. And then we could have been talking about, you know, that level of gameplay ability from him to eliminate everybody who wasn't going to fall for him. But people like Aza, people like Hannah are like, get out of here, you fool, like you absolute fool, get out of here. I don't want to listen to any of this. And Xavier, especially, we'll talk about today over Kylan. But I do think that there's like Kylan has done 95% of this himself. But I also think that there has been a lot of strategizing by the women of the cookout to try to pit these guys against each other, which I'm sure we'll get into in a way that I think is really exciting going into the end game here.
Yeah. Tiffany in particular has been working on this for weeks. I mean, she has been trying to get Xavier to go after Kylan, and which has not been hard, and trying to get Kylan to go after Xavier. I've been talking about it for weeks, but it's really starting to build. I mean, Xavier has been saying that that Kylan will be the first target when they hit the cookout since Kylan's first HOA train. But it really starts to he was saying it before, and now he's like, this guy's gotta go.
I mean, more than that, even. Mm-hmm. Like it was really fun yesterday to watch. I was like, this is what I like. Like, this is why I watch Big Brother. And it's not like a crazy, like yesterday wasn't like a big flashy over the top day. It's just all of these little subtleties that are going to snowball into something super exciting when it all implodes, when they get to the sixth.
Yeah. So Tiffany tells Aza about like, can you believe what Kylan's doing? He's trying to get the veto used on him. And Aza is like, this dude needs to stop trying to be Frenchie.
What a great thing to be compared to. If I ever went on Big Brother and I left the season and found out my housemates and people outside of the house were comparing me to Frenchie, you'd never see me again. Mm. You wouldn't. I would be gone.
what if you were the person that people said, you got to stop trying to be a Maggie. This is bad news.
Well, that's a fear I didn't even know I had, Taryn. Thanks. No, that's my new level of fear. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah, there you go. See, well, now the idea of being compared to Frenchie, not as bad, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's just like a whole other level of terrifying. I don't even know where to go with this conversation. I've been thrown for such a loop.
All right. Well, Tiffany's also going to talk to Claire, and she talks to Claire about Kylan wanted to use the veto on him. Claire thinks that's ridiculous. And so Tiffany is now of the opinion that the veto should be used on Xavier. Basically, when she first heard the idea, she was kind of like, but then when she heard that Kylan wanted to use the veto on him, she's kind of like, all right, screw you then, Kylan. Let's use it on Xavier.
She's like, I want to twist the knife here. Yeah.
Which is actually the same technique she uses on Claire. She says, she starts off with like, Kylan wants the veto used on him. Like, what? No, absolutely ridiculous. All right, less ridiculous proposition. What about Xavier? Okay. At least it's not Kylan. And basically she would like for Xavier to be off the block so that Sarah, Beth, and Kylan have nobody else to campaign against, that they have to campaign against each other instead of against Xavier. So that's one of the reasons why she wants that to happen. And she's going to pitch that to Claire, who is like, yeah, that could make sense.
Mm-hmm. Is this before or after Hannah and Tiffany's talk?
This is after Hannah and Tiffany, I believe.
Okay, well, can we just swing back up to there? Because I think that there's a lot there that sort of sets up the events of the day where Hannah and Tiffany really hunker down together. They're in the bathroom and they're talking. And Hannah says that she really thinks that it's time that they start trying to convince both Kyland and X that they are the better duo to take with them to the final four. They know that Big D is going to be in there, but they want the boys to be wanting to take them. And Tiffany said that, like, Kai has been fishing for information about, like, if Tiff would take Hannah. Like, it's clear that it's on their mind. And they really start to formulate the plan of, like, let's really pit these two against each other. Like, they sit and they talk about it. And by the end of the day, this happened at 2 p.m. And by 11:30, X was saying, I'm ready to say F the six and put Kai up next week. Like, that is how quickly these women went to work. And I just think that it's so exciting and so awesome. And I think that there's a larger conversation to be had here about Hannah's game trajectory. And I don't know if you want to kind of get into that with me, but, I think that, you know, everybody was really hard on Hannah last week about the DX decision, myself included. I did not think that it was right for her, but I think that what happened yesterday and really watching Hannah really start to wake up and start to really go for it here is making me realize that, like, you know yourself better than anyone. She knew that her head would not be able to be in the game the way that it needed to if Derek was here. And I think that maybe, you know, depending on this will probably be a bit results oriented, but she's got a real path to the final two here. And if she continues to work the way that she was yesterday and the way that she has this week. And I think that maybe getting DX out and getting her head really back in the game to maneuver was really the right move for her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, so her path here is, I don't think it's changed with Derek leaving necessarily. I wouldn't go as far as to say that I think retroactively it was the right move to take out Derek, because I think that she was doing all of these things when Derek was here too. You know, she had talked to Tiffany about, taking the guys out. She had, she was already positioned with Xavier and positioned with Kyland. So I wouldn't go quite that far, but I do think that, the reason why I was a lot higher on Hannah last week than, you know, certainly Melissa was, but also Chantel, is that she is positioned very well here for the end game. My biggest concern for Hannah is her jury, potential here.
That's for sure.
And that's one of the reasons why I think keeping Derek around a little longer might have been better for her. It gives her more power in the game, more power to move around. Now, she did win this veto competition, and I think that's great, because this is a step toward, winning more respect in the game. She also, as she said, she did make the plan to give Claire the Coin of Destiny, which could have been bad, but wasn't, and turned out very well. And now she has that under her belt. Now she plans to use this veto on Xavier, which is a bit of a double-edged sword, right? Because on one hand, I think that it puts a bigger target on Xavier's back, and it has caused more of a rift between Kyland and Xavier, which helps open her path to the end even more. It makes it less likely that anybody will want to take Xavier. On the other hand, I know that based on what she said in the past, that Xavier taking her to the end is one of her paths that she's counting on. And if that's the case, then you've just given him a huge win over yourself when it should have been your win. You won this veto. I'm concerned about that, because if she doesn't go to the end with Xavier, she really can't beat him. I don't know that she should want to go with Tiffany either. And so, those are two people that she is kind of relying on right now. I think she really needs to start making more inroads with Azza if this is the path that she's going to want to take. I don't think that would be too difficult, but she really needs to start working on it, because, I think Hannah at this time needs to be in the end with either Big D or Azza, or theoretically Kyland, but I think he's having a tough path to get there in the first place at this point.
I also, just going back to the point about DX leaving, I want to ask you a couple more things. Don't you think though, that now that she's sort of seen as like a free agent here without DX, not as much of her time is spent, like she was spending a lot of time with DX. She liked him, you know, like, so now that she has all of this free time and she can really start working on these relationships more, I think that it like, I actually think that I know that you and Mary were arguing about, like, if you wanted your person to go first or if you wanted your person to. And I do think the upside of having your person go a bit earlier is that then you are able to be that, like, you are able to get in earlier with the other members of the cookout. It's sort of like what Enzo does, how he doesn't in the brigade and in the committee, like how he doesn't have a bunch of other people that he needs to manage. So he can manage the people who are the most important.
Hannah is a big fan of Enzo. Big fan of Enzo.
Yeah, we do know that. Yeah. But do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand it, but I think the problem with the Enzo approach is that Enzo doesn't win the game, which is exactly.
And I'm talking about getting to final two rather than winning. But also, I think she just had an uphill battle either way, because even if Derek X was here and she was using him like a wrecking ball, if she gets to the end with someone like X or something, people are going to be like, well, she just was in Derek X's shadow the whole time. Like, I think that all of that is tough, but all of that to say is I think just like from the outside looking in, if I'm looking at this from these people are robots, she should not have let DX go. Like optimally, totally wrong move for her. She could have kept him. It was final 10. But the way that I've watched her really maneuver this week and like really step on the gas makes me think that maybe for herself, she needed him to go so that she could really focus on what she was there for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I think the way that I see it is that I don't think I've seen a shift personally in how she's played the game this week to last week. In fact, I think that she was more active in previous weeks. By throwing Derek under the bus, she was almost being able to bond more with the cookout than she is at this point. Whereas I'm seeing, I think Tiffany is a little more active now, and Tiffany is somebody who has always been able to be very active while Claire is around, and Tiffany obviously also was very attached to Derek. And I think that, you know, again, like for me, it's like, if Derek does win an HOH and makes a big shot, like Kyland was able to take credit for Sarah Beth's HOH, I think Hannah would be able to take credit at least within the cookout for now, but also probably even, outside of the cookout for whatever Derek X does. Hey, that was partially my move as well. And then I cut him, and I get the credit for cutting him later. And I also think that she, you know, I think her cutting him versus like kind of letting it happen, but also making it happen, would have been something to add to her resume. Cause I really do. I think that she set herself up to be in the final two long before Derek left. And so now her game should primarily be focused on how do I win once I'm there? Because I really do see her as the most likely, even honestly more than Big D, most likely cookout member to be in the final two. And that's, I think, was the case long before Derek left. So that's why I'm like, I want her to focus on how do I have power, use power, and you know, make all that work.
And I do think that with him gone, that can be her primary focus versus like, when am I going to have to betray him? What's going to happen? Even she's a person. She said that she's a human being. She said that she likes Derek X. Even where is he? Oh, can I sit and talk to him? Can we hang out for a little bit? Like, I think even that level of distraction getting out of there, I just think I put myself in her shoes. And if I was in the house with somebody that I liked, liked that I knew that I needed to get out, I think that maybe I would be able to breathe better and really focus on the game after they left.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Lisa move. That's, you know, way back in season three, Lisa, you know, decided to not opt for, you know, a better game. And instead she was like, I would be too distracted if Eric, he would say hi to me and I would. So she decided to not bring him back in. And I personally disagreed with that decision as well. But there's certainly some level of merit to it. All right. So that's what Hannah and Tiffany are up to here.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So Xavier is going to, Tiffany talks to Xavier. She lets him know that Claire's starting to get on board. Xavier talks to Big D. He's going to complain about Kylan wanting the veto used on him. He says Kylan really wants to throw Sarah Beth a sympathy vote. And Big D's like, why don't you just throw her a sympathy vote? He's like, exactly. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And Big D's like, oh, well, wait, we should talk to him. Get him back in line. He just needs a reality check. And this is like, this is very clearly Big D is still on Kylan's side. He's like, this is not insurmountable. We can figure this out. We just need to chat with him. Xavier's like, I don't really want to talk. I don't really feel like this is something I'm comfortable talking to him about. And X even kind of hints that he'd be down to take out Kylan a little early. I mean, they talk about like the cookout and how it was formed and what their mission is. And Xavier says that he's really, you know, his goal is to make sure that he wins or somebody that looks like him wins. And that's what they're all there for. But there's somebody in the group that's not there for that goal. There's somebody in that group that is only using the cookout to further their own personal game. Then are they really for us? Are they really for the mission? Should we really even care about them being here? You know, that's all I'm going to say.
And this is like fanning the flames of, you know, what's to come throughout the day. And you can see that Big D is like, oh God, no, please. No, no, I need you. I need you three. It's got to be us three guys to the end. I can't win. You two can win. I need you guys. Like, it's very clear that he's like, oh no, this is terrible for me. This can't happen. We got to get you guys all back on track. And it's clear that he's sad that X is feeling like that. Like, it's clear that even though he's not, I think that it's definitely game motivated, but I also think that he's like, wait, no, we should all get along. Wait, no, 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 no. This is not, I like both of you. If it was somebody I didn't like, I would be down to talk crap, but I like both of you and this can't happen.
Mm. Yes. Obviously this seems to be coming from an emotional place from Xavier. He's very frustrated with Kylan and kind of wants him gone because of it. But, it's obviously very good for Xavier, in my opinion, if Kylan leaves. I mean, especially if it's over Alyssa, like if Kylan leaves and Alyssa's still there and they hit six and it's Xavier and now he's replaced Kylan with Alyssa. That's like way different of like, that's like, all right, that hand him the check at that point, because Kylan was basically the only hope of like just smashing through Xavier, or at least wasting Xavier's HOH on Kylan so that you could have a shot at Xavier the next week. But if he's already taken Kylan out and now Alyssa's there in his place, and now Alyssa is not gunning for Xavier and is gunning for probably Hannah at that point, then like all kinds of stuff has changed, and it's a very, very good looking place for Xavier. This might be similar to the Derek X situation, though. That might be like might be a little too shiny, because you need to be pretty careful when you talk about betraying the cookout.
It's true.
Yeah, if you go for this because it looks so nice, you might might lose what you already have, which is already pretty good.
That's what Kylan is sort of doing. here, right? Like we've barely talked about how Kyland has like completely screwed himself over because he's being so greedy. Like, I think it's so, like you were talking about on the, you know, we've referenced now twice the Facebook Fridays that you do or the call-in show. Yeah, everybody, if you're not a patron, become a patron so you can listen to it because it's great gameplay talk with Taryn and Rob. But you talk about, and I think that it's something that everybody forgets in Big Brother, that you can appeal to someone's fear or someone's greed. Like people forget that people are greedy in there. And Kyland right now is wanting to have his cake and eat it too. And Xavier is like, you can't do that. I kind of want to do that. And you're towing a line when you start to feel large and in charge and you start to feel like you're very safe. Sometimes you can get greedy. And that I think is one of the most interesting downfalls to watch in Big Brother, just because I don't think that maybe I just am not around people in real life who are super greed motivated. So watching people like be in this pressure cooker and really make poor decisions because they just want it all, like a Veruca Salt, is so fascinating. Right.
Well, the interesting thing about the greed motivator is that it sounds very negative, right? But it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. Like I would classify like, oh, I can get all of my friends to the final three. Like that's also like it's what con artists will use on you to be like whether it's your greed for like money or to win or for power, or it's your greed to like want to be loyal to all of your friends and not have to give up your own personal game.
It's your greed towards your own self-image, like how
exactly,
you see yourself.
Like whatever it is that you want, and maybe you want something that's selfless, you're still greedy for that image of what you're like, oh, I can get this thing. Like I can solve all the world's problems if I just get right. Oh no. And so it's because you put your blinders, you see something that seems very desirable and you just put your blinders on. And you're just like, I'm so close, and you lose everything else around you. For Kyland right now, that is the idea, the image of himself that is the master manipulator, that he is better than Xavier, that he is the one that the Vita should use. He is the one that should not have been on the block. I'm sure it's in his mind that like Derek never touched the block, Dan never on the block post veto, except for that one time that doesn't count. He who's not got no votes, and I'm sure he's thinking about this in this like I want that, and I should be able to convince why has Xavier convinced somebody to do something, why can't I do this too? I've been so good at it for the last like 4 weeks, and again it's because he's built his confidence on the people that he can manipulate, not realizing that there are lots of people he can't.
Again, now there's like another factor to it that as you're describing this, I'm like, oh my God. And jealousy is playing such a big part in it too. Like I think obviously greed and jealousy go hand in hand. Which like you said, it sounds so negative when we're describing it in these terms, but that is what it is. But it's not as like, you know, doom and gloom, terrible as we're making it perhaps sound with this. With this vocabulary. But like, I think that there is so much when you have a bunch of good players in the house, they're going to probably who really like the show, who wants to, you know, be this big personality, who want to do all this stuff. You're going to have jealousy. And I think that it's really just really fun to watch. It's my favorite part of Big Brother. I've said that like five times now, but that's why I'm happy to be here today.
Okay. Well, Kyland is going to talk to Sarah Beth. He says, hey, I think I'm going to be able to get Hannah to use the veto on me. Just watch. He's going to start doing some one-on-ones. And that's going to piss people off. In the meantime, Hannah's going to go to Claire and let her know, hey, I really want to use the veto on Xavier. Basically, you know, part of her reasoning is that she thinks that she can make a deal with Xavier and potentially get him to not come after her. And Claire is even like, so he'll go after me instead.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Claire. Like,
exactly.
Like, okay, I took this one for the team. I won the Coin of Destiny. You made nominations that weren't my own. And now you've won the veto. You can do that. And I will just sit here, holding everyone's things, while you guys are dancing and having fun.
Sit while you go on the roller coaster. I'll hold the purses.
Yep.
Oh man, it was bad. Yeah, it was bad. I was like, Oh Claire, I don't even know what to say. Like,
she's way too nice about her friends in the game. Like, she's just like, I couldn't, this is good for your game. I'm not gonna like, she's a bit of a doormat here, you know, like they're just walking all over her.
I know. Poor Claire.
Yeah.
She's a good person, though.
Yeah. She seems like a great friend.
Yeah. I would love to watch Big Brother with her after the season's over.
Yeah.
Claire, I know you live in New York. Hit me up.
So she's cool with it. She's fine with the veto being used on Xavier. Mm-hmm. Kylan talks to Xavier. He's going to pitch this again. He really wants a sympathy vote cast for Sarah Beth. He thinks he should be off the block so that he can cast that sympathy. But he says, I've really underestimated how much people hate Sarah Beth in this game. And that has made me want to cast a sympathy vote for her even more.
This is in the backyard, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So this conversation, X is sitting on the couch with his arms folded. Like, closed off body language, arms folded. Kylan has his arms on the back of the chairs, like, because it's like a little L-shaped couch and then two chairs. He has his hands on the back of the chairs. His muscles are like popping out and he's leaning over, really broad-shouldered, over X. And it's these two guys both trying to look as intimidating as possible to one another, but in the complete different ways. Like, you see their personalities coming out in it. Like, X is like grounded, arms folded. You are not going to intimidate me. Kylan is over top, you know, like looking sort of down on him, like very patronizing the way he's talking to him. And it was just like a beautiful character study. Like, if I was in a scene study class in college, this would be like, they would get an A+ for this scene work between the two of them.
It's a perfect representation of everything that Kylan talks about when he talks about Xavier, that Xavier has an effortless like power to him. His power comes from like, I'm just chilling. Like, you're not going to get to me. And Kylan has to fight and scrape for every bit of power, like ability, as he calls it, that he has. And so he's like all about like, so Xavier's like, look, I'll give her a sympathy vote. That's, why don't I just give her a sympathy vote?
Yeah. And also, this is the thing, like, Kylan's logic just makes zero sense all around, like literally zero sense, because he's like, well, I just feel bad because Sarah Beth feels like it's personal that she's getting targeted. And X is like, well, it's not. And he's like, but it kind of is. And like, I've never felt like anybody's had to deal with that, like it being so personal against their person. And he was like, but it's not personal though. It's because of the cookout. And he's like, well, nobody's had to like really be with their person, like who's so upset when they were voted out. And he was like, Big D sat next to Brittany. She cried the whole time. What are you talking about? And he's like, well, but it's different. It's different.
Yeah. He's like, Xavier's like, I'm just not seeing it, dude. Khan's like, all right, well, Hannah will decide. We'll see what Hannah thinks.
And it's so, like, Xavier says this throughout the night several times. Like, I expect that when Alyssa goes out, I will be sitting next to Alyssa. Big D had to do it with Brittany. Tiffany will probably have to do it with Claire. You know, Hannah didn't have to do it with DX, but it was a backdoor. So, like, what do you want? Like, this is the point of the plan.
Yeah, I want to apologize to the chat that I think my alpha posturing was too intense for them. That they've they're very distracted now. It's the alpha energy. I you know, I'm sorry.
If anybody is the alpha on this podcast, it's clearly me. That's all I have to say. Mm. And also,
all right, Maggie.
Anyways,
be humble.
Anyways, Taryn. Yeah, with all your alpha energy.
Look, I can't even do it again. I'm just, I'm afraid of the power that I'm wielding at this time. All right.
I'm really intimidated.
Yes. Kylan is then going to go to Hannah, and give her the same pitch. I do sympathy vote. You know, this is what should happen. Don't you understand that Xavier is not actually that good at this game? It's just that he's naturally likable and it's unearned, and that I'm actually a better player than him. And so you should probably just take me off the block, and then I can give Sarah Beth that sympathy vote. It's not really fair that people don't like her very much. And Hannah's like, no, I'll think about it. I haven't decided yet.
Oh my gosh. Just like the idea of her just like, she was just like, what? Like, what? No. It's great. It's great. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I can't get over what just happened. I'm distracted. The dog is at the door. So he thinks something's happened to me. It's like, it was a lot.
I'm very proud of it. I saw the chat. I was just like, I've got a joke.
Yeah, what a joke it was.
So, it landed even better than I thought it would. So Xavier is going to talk with Hannah. Xavier is going to vent about Kylan. He says that he feels like Kylan sees him as his biggest threat, but he can't even admit it to him. And Hannah's like, he keeps comparing himself to you and telling me why he's actually better than you. And Xavier says that he's like, yeah, last week he was all about why aren't the women winning anything? And he just doesn't like the women have control this week. And so she says, look, I'm using this veto on you. Don't worry about it. They also talk about, she doesn't think he should win HOH next week, because if Claire ends up winning the veto, he'll have to put up Alyssa himself. And he's like, yeah, that's true. But I can't let Kylan win. There's no way we're going to have to sit through those stupid memory wall interrogations with a Kylan win. So if he's going to win, I have to win. But otherwise, maybe I don't want to win.
Yeah. But that's just being petty, right? Like now it's people like saying things and possibly making mistakes because they're being petty and they're being jealous and greedy. And they're like, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to let you one up me, which is fun to watch these girls pit these two guys who have both have alpha energy against each other. Mm. Like, I guess maybe next time I'm on a podcast with you and Rob, I can try to pit your alpha energies against one another and see how it goes. Pull a Hannah.
Alpha energetic is the new race.
Crazy.
I'm just wondering what Jacob Jones is going to have to say about all of this. That's what my thought is right now.
Me too.
That's what he was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me the other day. He was like, Taryn, I've just been feeling that you're more alpha lately. That's what he was trying to say.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Taryn. Yeah. I love it. I love it. For sure. Yeah.
Xavier's going to talk to Tiffany. He says, Kylan's also been saying that he feels like he needs to win next week. Now the topic is who they're going to win. Who's going to win HOH next week? Why does he feel the need to win HOH next week? What's going on here? What is happening with this guy? Maybe we should. I mean, look, we could just vote him out, right? Like we could just take him out.
Mm-hmm. He's just really getting super worked up. I think that the conversation that he had with Kyland just rubbed him so beyond the wrong way. Like, Team Alpha? What is Talpha?
Making myself
oh, Terran
laugh.
Alpha. Oh, God. I love the universe where you are...
I love how much this tickles you.
It's just so funny. Come on. It's tickling everybody, too. Clearly, they're all jumping on the bandwagon of Talpha. You said literally a minute in we were going to have fun today. And this has really just gone off the rails. I had too much coffee this morning, maybe. I don't even know. Or maybe you had too much coffee. Did you get any sleep? I don't know.
Stupid autofocus. It's my alpha energy is too much for the focus. It's
Taryn,
just, it can't even handle it in crisp.
Taryn, I'm focus. Begging you. I'm begging you. Please. Please stop. Let's move on.
Kylan talks to Big D, or Big D talks to Kylan, I should say. And he gives him a heads up. He's like, Kylan, this is people are getting annoyed. You're not doing so well right now. I'm trying to look out for you. I'm the most honest with you, Kylan. You just need to be a little careful. And Kai's like, I can't push for something. Why does Xavier get to push something? I don't get to push something.
I'm on the block.
Yeah.
I'm on the block. When you're on the block, you talk to people.
Exactly. What's going on? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. And then Xavier comes in and he's like, bro, you got to stop doing these meetings. People are going to get suspicious. You're meeting with everyone in the cookout. Like, you got to stop. You're doing all these one-on-ones. Kai's like, what the hell? What do you mean? It would be more suspicious if I wasn't meeting with everyone. He has a point there, right? Like
he
does this a lot, right?
Xavier has a point where it's like, Hannah's the only one who has the veto. Meet with Hannah. Stop going up to every member of the cookout and asking them if they're okay with you taking like yourself down, with Hannah taking you down, which is what's happening. But also, like, Kylan gets really, really spicy here. Like, mm-hmm. really. He's pissed off by this. He's like, you know, I've been hustling for weeks and weeks to give every mother effer everything they want. And now I'm just trying to have an open and honest conversation. And everybody's jerking me around. And Xavier's like, I'm not. I'm telling you to stop. And he's like, well, I don't mean you. I mean everybody else. And like really backs down a lot. But again, it's the like it's both of their stances where now they're reversed, right? Kyland is sort of like laying on the bed, sort of like laissez-faire, and Xavier walks in and is standing leaning against the door. But both of them are talking to one another. And even though the positioning is switched, Kyland is still on the defensive and is like, hold on. And Xavier's like, just stop. For tonight, no more. Shutting it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is some drama. Some drama going on here. Mm-hmm. Happening here with the with Kylan and Xavier. Alyssa is going to have a conversation with Azza. I will say, like, Alyssa has some moments. Mm-hmm. She's not. She has very bad reads occasionally. She's very bad at telling when somebody's lying. Mm-hmm. She vastly overestimates her position in the game. It's almost like if you took Alyssa and you took Claire and you took Claire's ability to read the house and Alyssa's actual like self-interested gumption to actually play the game, you'd get a player that would still get beat by the cookout, but we'd be less frustrated by. She's going to approach Azza about working together. And she says, she says she wants Kai out next. She knows that Azza would be receptive to that because Azza was on the hate Kai train long before everyone else. She's trying to make something work here. And And I think that in Alyssa's mind, this is her end game. That she wants to bring Azza to the final two and cut X at some point. She's not going to get there, but I appreciate that she has an end game.
Yeah. And she, and she's working throughout the day to try to figure some stuff out. She talks to Hannah a little bit about it. I just think that she, and I do think that, if the cookout wasn't this season, Alyssa, if you plop Alyssa in 100 random seasons, she does pretty well in most of them. Like, I think that Alyssa has, I want to say she's not like her, but she has the ability to get far most of the time the way that like a Jordan Lloyd would. You know, she definitely has way more game sense than Jordan Lloyd, but she's got the likability. She maybe like someone like Holly is a better, like Holly Allen is a better person to compare her to. I actually don't have a great comparison.
More like a Shelly almost. I think Shelly was maybe a little more take charge.
Like Shelly Poole. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, cause I'm trying to think of people who like have great social games, have good game sense, but aren't like in the forefront, are never going to make the alliance. Like someone, I don't know. I can't think of anybody. I should have come in with someone in mind, but I think that like, I think she has the same amount of game sense as someone like Jessica Graff. But she doesn't have the feistiness that Jessica Graff does, you know?
Yeah. She is a fairly relaxed, sort of chill player. I think that she's the kind of player that without her knowledge of the game and knowledge of the show and like desire to want to play would be just kind of like a background character, that never really does anything. But because she's a fan of the show, she's there to play. She knows how to play. And so she's not so easily ignored, essentially. Mm-hmm. She's still going to be going around and doing some things. And so she was close to being a force in the game early on. But then she lost Christian and got sucked into the X vortex. And now she is, she's still playing the game, but she's, in the X universe of this all by herself.
People are saying Angela in the chat, which I could agree with. I could get a bit on board with that. I mean, like, character wise nothing like her, but like, I'm trying to think of men maybe in that, because I think that the initial reaction is to like pick a woman who sort of was in like Alyssa's age when she played, but I don't know. I guess I'll come back to you next time I'm here. I'll tell you who she reminds me of, but, I think that she has more potential than, she gets credit for. I've always thought that. I've always thought she was a bit of a dark horse. Mm-hmm. And I think that obviously she has no shot because of the cookout, but if the cookout wasn't here, she could weasel her way to the end.
Yeah. So she's doing that. Kylan's going to talk with Sarah Beth multiple times throughout the night, long conversations. Here are some highlights from these conversations. She says, we're going to go out back to back, Kylan. And he's like, nah, no, we're not. She's like, what do you mean? Yeah, of course. Like, I don't know. I feel like we are. No, I'll bet. Well, let's make a bet. Well, I'll bet you that we don't go out back to back. I think that one of us is going to be sitting in those final two chairs. How about that? And so if I'm in the jury and you're in the final two, I'm going to be working so hard in the jury for you. I'm going to be working so hard for you in the jury. If you're in the final two, if one of us gets to the final two and it's you in the final two and I'm in the jury, I'm going to be working for you in the final two. And you would do the same for me? Maybe.
Oh my God. I couldn't even watch these conversations. Thank God you did that. Doing the Lord's work over there. I couldn't. I was like, he'll tell me about it tomorrow. I can't.
He is milking this relationship for everything it is worth. And he should, because it's one of the few that he has. And he is not only prepping her to campaign for him in the jury, but he is actually giving her decent advice for what she should do in the jury to help campaign. I really, in particular, liked, I mean, he said, basically, you can go to the jury, you can be like, they could have taken out Kai whenever they wanted to, and they still have it. They voted me out over Kai. They voted, like, they still haven't even taken Kai out. Why haven't they done
that?
He says, you should go to Derek X, and talk with him and build your case with him. Approach him and work with him to build a case for me. I think he recognizes that Sarah Beth won't have a lot of sway herself, but if she gets Derek X on board with Kai in that, like, hey, maybe we're frustrated, but at least, but hey, we can respect the game that he played. And then, Derek X, who I do think will be very influential on the jury. Like having Derek X on board would be huge for him. It's very see-through for us, but like, I appreciate what he's doing here.
Yeah. And I think though the issue is that his arguments that Sarah Beth is going to bring to jury, like all are based off of the like delusion land that she's in, that the cookout doesn't exist. Like he's giving.
I don't
think
they're all based on that, but I think he's prepping for he's trying to put himself in the Xavier position, right? Like he's trying to, where everyone is saying like, why is the cookout just going straight to the cookout when it only benefits Xavier? He's trying to be like, why did they go to the six when it only benefited Kylan? And obviously Kylan was the big threat to win once they got there, and they let him get there anyway. And then they didn't take him out. Obviously he doesn't know that everyone plans to take him out at six, but if they don't take him out at six, it's basically just prepping for like, if he makes it there, it's going to feel like, why didn't they take him out? Right.
Sure. I'm hoping that, Hannah and Tiffany can get them to take out each other, and then they just get to walk to the final two and they'll be like, haha. But you know, as a Tiffany fan, I think you know, this is not bad work from Kylan. I think that it's great that he's trying to figure out how to game the jury. And that is a really great idea for SB to go directly to DF and campaign for him, or DX and campaign for him. But I think that Tiffany's best shot right now is to use Kylan like a little wrecking ball and stand behind him while he wins a bunch of competitions, gets her to Final Four, and she cuts him there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I honestly don't expect Kylan to be in the Final Two. But I very much appreciate this kind of work. It's not done often enough, and it's proven to be very effective in the past. So you do watch out for this if he does somehow make it to the Final Two. That's in my opinion, the good, from this conversation. She's like, yeah, I just didn't realize how much Tiffany liked Derek. I just didn't know. And he's like, man, you miss a lot, huh? It's like, yeah, cause I spend all my time with you. Yep. She says, man, Xavier's just played too well. If we can't stay, it's because Xavier's just played too well. Everyone likes him too much. He's played too well. He's like, no. If you leave, it's not because of X. not because of X playing well. Come on. She's like, no, it's because Asa and Hannah, they just like X too much. You don't understand. He hasn't even earned that likability. He's just handsome.
Welcome to real life, yeah. Kylan. Welcome to real life. I don't know what to tell you. Like, earned likability is not like, this is not a salary. Likeability is not a salary that you work your whole life towards. Some people just have charisma.
Kylan is sounding real nice guy to me right now.
I was going to say something, and then I decided it would be too cruel. So I'm going to keep it to myself. But Kylan has strong hat tipping energy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Likeability is not something that you can earn. Like, it's not like, you don't pay for it. Like, you don't, you don't like work hard, you know, save up. And now, here you go. I have done all the work to be the likable person. Now you should. Why do you still like the handsome person? What's going on?
Look, Kylan, coming from someone who, you know, did not benefit the most. You are loving this. You are loving the thirsty comments in the chat, Taryn. I don't think that I have not watched you watch all of the thirsty comments come through in the chat about your alpha energy.
I love how much it triggers you.
It's just, all right. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. Okay. But, oh gosh, what was I even saying? Now I'm off track. I had a great point, and then you had to put your thirst comment up on the screen, and I lost it.
All right. Okay.
I think maybe it was something about, oh, no, I was going to say, coming from someone who never benefited from the pretty privilege of, like, you walk into a room and everybody assumes that you are going to be awesome to talk to. You have to be funny or interesting or self-deprecating. Like, something else has to draw people to you. And Xavier is, of course, very handsome, but he's also very smart and very eloquent and very calm and just seems like an all-around amazing person. And Kylan is a great person too. Like, clearly we saw it at the beginning of the season. He's a really good person. I just think that it's very, it's just, he's gotten lost here. He's gotten lost, and he just wants what he wants. You know, we talked already about greed. So.
Yes. So he's talking about that. He's saying it's Xavier has not, he's not earned it. I've earned it. I've earned the likability. I've made this happen.
Okay, honestly, when you say it like that and you phrased it the way you did, it is very triggering to me as a woman. You know, I think that there's and I do think that Kylan, and I don't want to put that on Kylan, because I do think that maybe if it was explained to him in that way, he would be like, whoa, not at all what I am saying or meaning. But like, you know, yeah.
And like, this is the thing, too. Like, Kylan is a very handsome man.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
Like,
I'm going to call a spade. He's very hot. All right. I watched him lift weights. He's very, very, very handsome. So I don't know. And not like more or less than, like, they are both very, very handsome men who just operate in life differently. And Xavier does not have the charm on Sarah Beth that Kylan does. Like, sometimes people just have different personalities and click with other people. The issue is just that now they're battling for, you know, superiority in the house. And that's what it is. Like, now I feel like I'm getting into a weird moment where I'm like comparing Kylan and Xavier. And like, that is not, they are both very handsome men who are, seem like really lovely people who just both want to win.
Yeah. Alyssa talks to Xavier later, because she had a conversation with Kylan. And she talked to Oz about it. She talks to Xavier about it later in the night. She's like, Xavier, can you, let me get a load of this. Can you believe this? Kylan talked to me earlier. He asked me, he was like, do you think there's a better scenario for you than X coming down off the block? It's like, no. Like, what are you trying to feed me some BS right now? You think I'm that naive? He was like, well, what if I came off the block? Don't you think that would be better to protect the four of us? Do you think that might actually be a better idea than Xavier coming off the block? And she's like, who does this guy think he is? And like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, he thinks that everybody is Sarah Beth now. Like, he thinks that he can just nonsense everybody into doing what he wants. But not everybody is Sarah Beth.
Yes. And I think that that's the thing about emotional intelligence, is that like, not everybody is going to respond to things in the same way at all. So he's like, okay, well, this is how you manipulate someone, because this is how I manipulated Sarah Beth. So I'm going to use my manipulation tactics. But the thing is about emotional intelligence is that the people who have the best emotional intelligence who we've ever seen played Big Brother use different strokes for different folks. Like, different people want different things. And Alyssa does not want to hear any of this. She's not interested.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be more, you know, Tiffany, Claire, and Hannah are going to talk about Kyland and complain about Kyland. Tiffany says, or Claire says a few times, why don't we just vote him out? Like, well, no, you're not voting him out. but he's next.
She should say that to X, because X might be like, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, he's next. They also talk about Big D. There's more jokes about Big D. They have there's lots of other conversations through the night, but that's pretty much what we have for you here. We don't need to get into anything else. Mag, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I mean, I really got into, I think, the weeds of what I was super interested in earlier. Oh, there is one more thing. So after that conversation where X and Kai are like fighting in the boat room, where X is like, chill, just chill. And he's like, I'm on the block. What am I supposed to do? X leaves. Big D is like, Kai, I don't like that face. Are you okay? And Kai is like, yeah, I'm fine. He gets up, goes to the kitchen, where Tiffany comes and meets him and is like, what are you doing? You need to calm down. Like, literally 2 minutes later, he gets scolded by Tiff again for doing what he's doing. And he's like, what? Can I catch a break? Like, nobody's giving me any room to work. Like, nobody is letting me. And this should be like red flag, like red alert city for him. You know, like, clearly this means they've been talking about it. It means they are upset with him. It means abandon mission. Like, who cares? You're sitting next to Sarah Beth. You've got to let her go. I think that Kai, I mean, we've talked a lot about how he, like, a lot of this is the battle for Xavier, like superiority over Xavier within his position in the house. But I also think he is really sad about losing Sarah Beth. I think he doesn't want it to happen. And it's just, you know, going downhill for Kai today. Mm. This was a really bad day for Kai.
Bad day for Kai. Bad day for anybody that bought Kai in the stock watch.
Well, I don't even know. I stopped playing a couple weeks ago. So I basically, like, so I think Claire went from a 7 to a 4. So I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
That's big alpha energy. That's I don't even need this game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I said, you know, you gotta just, when you know, right? What has even happened today? What has happened today?
We're just two alphas hanging out on a potty, you know, doing the thing.
Oh, God.
This is where I hope that you heard that podcast.
Please never tell anyone we were hanging out on a potty, because that's just, I'm now.
Look, I get it. I get it. The alpha energy, it's hard to handle sometimes, but, you know, we make
right.
it work
I just,
here.
I'm like mystified by it. It's yeah. too much for me. I've been very overwhelmed.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your own inner alpha.
Yeah. My favorite part of it is when you like look like an angry, like, and like you make a little mouth, right? Like you get, like you make the face, but your mouth gets really little. You're like, Kai's talking like this. Like, it's I think that's the most alpha thing you've ever done in your whole life, is the little mouth.
Why do they always have little mouths? I don't know.
Was it on purpose? Were you like, this is the moment, or was that just your inner alpha coming out?
It was clearly the inner alpha coming out, you know, just getting the little mouth there. That's what we have for you here today. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. I'll of course be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Later today, Rob will be on a potty, talking about the slop of the week, the sloppiness here for the patrons of Rob as a podcast. And then tomorrow night, we will have our roundtable. We'll update the stock watch. We'll rate these players and we'll see where all of this goes. You can, of course, also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, hanging out there. I'll be streaming for things over the week, Big Brother things, game things. Who knows? Who knows? You'll just go there, hit the follow button, then you'll find out when I go live. They'll tell you, and then you'll be like, oh, do I want to watch this? No. Or maybe, yes. Who knows?
Ooh.
Had to get one in. You can find me on Twitter as well, @ArmstrongTaren. Maggie, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram @MLMorgan_. That's where I'm at. I am. That's what I'm up to.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.